105 FM.
WMFO Medford. As much as I hate to cut off the one and only James Brown, it is time for Bubbles in the Think Tank. Here in WMFO Medford, this is Not Belinda, Ryan D. of the Music Savage Show, hosting Bubbles in the Think Tank for the fourth time. I'm part of the club now. A big howdy to the Bubbles posse. Good to be back. Big howdy to Belinda. Love you lots. It's time, kids. And now, according to that very same digital clock that our dear Belinda references at the beginning of every show, it is 11:03 to be exact. And you are tuned in to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am Ryan D, as I just said, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours of radio. Yes, one. 2 hours. It's 2 hours of the silliest programming imaginable. All the silliness you can shake your stick at. Oh, and Belinda has been double-dong daring you since 1990. Coming up in about an hour, it's the Radio Obituary, where we say goodbye to those who have passed away in the recent days and weeks. But right now, my friends, we celebrate the beginning of summer. In all things associated with the season. Summer starts next week, Wednesday, June 20th. So this show is going to be dedicated to my favorite season, summertime. And I believe that's actually Tuesday, June 20th. It's one of those days. Summer is next week. And we are going to celebrate that here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Are you ready, folks? I certainly am. And according to the old computer, the first day of summer is Wednesday, June 21st. So this show is all about summer fun. All things associated. Drive-in theaters, summer camp, vacation time, carnivals, all things sand and surf. Big shout out to M. Freddie Stockwell, Trillman Joe Silver. Hi, guys. Thanks for being out there. Let's get Bubbles in the Think Tank started. And a big shout out, of course, to the one and only Belinda. No one can ever be more Belinda than Belinda. All right, kids. It's the tribute to summertime.
makes 2 quarts of Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid. 9 great flavors to drink you love. Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid.
For the very best drink you ever made.
Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid.
Be sure that the envelope says
Kool-Aid.
You can give your youngsters a lot of pleasure with Kool-Aid. You know it's pure and good. It has the Parents Magazine seal. And it's so thrifty. A 5-cent package makes 2 full quarts. Just add Kool-Aid to water with ice. Add some sugar and stir.
For the very best drink you ever made.
Be sure that the envelope says
Kool-Aid.
Big audio dying out of my eyes. It's out of sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dipsal Calypso.
Come on, you misfits and muscle men. Pack them up and move them along. Let's get it together tonight. On the side and there are 10 million tons of water thrown into the
the biggest hole in the world.
Clark, watch your language.
Make that the second biggest.
Dad, I haven't seen a car for an hour.
Oh, shut up, Audrey. You don't think Dad knows where he's going.
Thank you, Russ.
You're lost.
Ma, I saw some detour signs.
I didn't see any.
I saw them when you and Mom were trying to fold the map.
Audrey, when they close the road, they put up big signs like this one.
Oh,
This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm Ryan D. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Hi, everybody. I'm already having a great time. I hope that you are, too. Music right there from The Rentals, My Summer Girl, off of their 1995 debut album, The Return of The Rentals. And I love that their debut album was called The Return of The Rentals. Up ahead of that, Lindsey Buckingham, Holiday Road, from the National Lampoon's Vacation soundtrack. Big Audio Dynamite doing Kool-Aid, title track from the British band's first album as Big Audio Dynamite, released back in 1990. Played you old Kool-Aid commercial, vintage ad. It's one of the things I love about covering this show for Belinda. Just kind of going out of my norm, doing the Music Savage show and just playing rock and folk and all that stuff, and having that set, being able to kind of put together this fun, silly show, because, you know, there's a lot of silliness in Bubbles in the Think Tank. Just going out of my, you know, the comfort zone for a little bit, I think makes you a stronger DJ. That's my viewpoint of it all. And kicking off Bubbles in the Think Tank, well, not really. Kicking off that set with The Ventures' Wipeout, and that's from the collection The Greatest Surfing Hits of All Time. But what actually kicked off the set was, of course, our old friends on RBQ with Trouble at the Hen House. All right, Bubbles in the Think Tank is just getting started, and as we are talking about summer, playing music about the season, one of my favorite things about summer when I was a kid was the drive-in movies. We went to the drive-in theater in Connecticut all of the time. I've seen some of my most favorite movies there, including Star Wars, the original Star Wars back in 1977. That's right. And I have fond memories of drive-in movie theaters. So this set is about drive-in movie theaters, which is summertime to me.
From a famous Italian recipe. They're waiting for you at the concession stand. Yes, sir, the hot dogs at our concession stand do rate an appreciative whistle.
Where'd you get that chick, man? She's real cool. Nothing like that walking around my high school. She's got class, I tell you, man, she's wild. Now, how'd a guy like you latch on to that crazy child?
I found that baby at a drive-in movie. Yeah, yeah. She came a-walking between two cars. She'd just been down to get some candy bars.
Found that baby at a drive-in movie?
lost. She turned around and her ponytail tossed. She said,
I'm in the wrong aisle.
Man, she had the craziest smile. I found that baby at a drive-in movie.
What is it?
Hey, why, it's Buttercup. Popcorn, add some butter to hot popcorn. Mix it up, wrap it up, Buttercup is born.
It's delicious.
So nutritious.
It's a taste delight.
It's so munchy.
Crisp and crunchy.
You'll enjoy each bite. Eat Buttercrunched Buttercup. Popcorn at its best.
Served in a king-size cup.
It beats all the rest.
Baby likes
Buttercup.
He likes it greasy and sticky. I'm gooey. I'm salty. I said, oh, what do you like? He says, you know what I like. I like
Buttercup.
He took me to the show. He said,
You hungry? Looking for a tempting treat? Hold on till I absorb some heat. Some added tang might please you too. I'll slide into an oven-fresh bun, and I'm ready for your eating fun.
Why don't you try a juicy good hot dog? Mmm, delicious.
Waiting at the railroad track, hot dog. You say you're coming home for good, hot dog. I'm gonna keep on knocking wood, baby. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet you at the gate, hot dog. I fell in love with you and then you went away. But now you're coming home to stay, hot dog. Soon everything will be alright, hot dog. We're gonna have a ball tonight. I got a pocket full. Every day was misery, but now you're coming back to me, hot dog. My heart is gonna go insane, hot dog. When you come walking off the train, you know how lonely I have been, but when that Santa Fe pulls in, hot dog, baby, hot dog, hot
dog. Show starts in 4 minutes.
best friend I ever had. Now I know the things that I didn't know. Got smokes, but a bomb, now I guess I'm old. Driving's just an empty lot and no one moves. I miss those driving moves. Driving moves. Driving moves. Driving moves.
Bubbles in the Think Tank. I love that song. Ray LaMontagne right there. Drive-In Movies from his 2014 album, Supernova. A lot of fun doing the drive-in intermission clips. A lot of fun finding all of those. And there's a lot of them out there. So if you ever just want to sit back and watch some old vintage 1950s, 60s, drive-in intermission clips, do it, because it's a lot of fun. Elvis Presley doing Hot Dog from the album Just Rock and Roll, which is also featured in his 1957 movie Loving You. The Supremes up ahead of that, Buttered Popcorn. I took that off of the Best of the Supremes anthology. Ron Hargrave up ahead of that, Drive-In Movie from the Amazing Collection, The Big Box of Rockabilly. Now, when they say Big Box of Rockabilly, that's exactly what it is. It is a big, like, 4-CD set of rockabilly music, and it's fantastic. And that drive-in movie is on that. And kicking off the set with the Beach Boys. How can you do a song show about summer without having some Beach Boys in it? That's what I asked myself when I started putting the show together. I played you a song called You'll Never Guess. You'll Never Guess. Any of you guys know what the song was that I played by the Beach Boys? You're right, Freddie. It was called Drivin'. And that's from the 1964 album All Summer Long. So now we're going to get into the beach part of the show. So all things beachy, including what lurks beneath the waves. Jaws came out and scared the bejesus out of all the beachgoers back in 1975. I'm still scared to this day. I don't go in the ocean very much. Mostly because of this movie. But mostly because I really don't know how to swim very well. Bubbles in the Think Tank is rolling along. All summery goodness. Oh my God, I'm scared just listening to that. I'm expecting a knock on the door for it to be a land shark. He's gonna try to say that he's UPS mailman delivering flowers, but I know what's up behind that door. It's just a land shark. Bubbles in the Think Tank, summertime fun rolls on.
What can I get you, son? How about a sludge-sickle? You seem like a bona fide sludge-sickle, man.
You don't have any blue tornado bars, do you?
Nope. No, I don't. You'll have to talk to Mr. Tasty if it's a blue tornado you're after.
Do you know where I can find him?
Nope. Heard he got run out of town by a bunch of nosy kids.
I heard they just wanted to be his friends.
So that's what happened.
What do you mean?
Tasty knows the rules. Why do you think he wears that plastic head all the time? To keep kids like you from asking too many personal questions.
Why? What are you guys so afraid of?
Look, aren't we here on the first hot day of every summer? Aren't we? Don't we carry 49 different flavorific flavors, including pineapple blurt? What else do you want from us?
I don't know anymore.
Well, how about that sludge-sickle? Like I said, you look like a bona fide sludge-sickle man.
I know you wish for fireworks to light your July sky. when there's things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. This joy I've named shall not be tamed. That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it. When the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it. When the teenage car gets the cop down on it. That time is here for one more year. That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. You see, that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life.
Summer feeling, dip-dip summer feeling.
But if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then this summer feeling will come haunt you. Then that summer feeling will come taunt you. That summer feeling will hurt you later in your life. I speak of summer feeling. When the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and someone who called you a flirt comes taunting. It's not that these things alone were appealing. What I'm now revealing is a certain feeling. That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life.
Summer feeling, dip summer feeling, dip summer feeling.
What time? Well, just me. When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it. When the catamaran has got the drop down on it. When the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. What I now proclaim is sorta hard to name. But that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. Starts looking good, which you hated. And first grade's looking good too, overrated. And you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or the way you were? That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. That feeling's gonna haunt you. That feeling's gonna haunt you, yeah.
That summer feeling, that summer feeling, that summer feeling,
that summer feeling.
For a lark, let's all go down to the amusement park.
Hey, 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 come and have fun.
Come on, everybody, let's go one too high.
And ride the big coaster right up to the sky. Come on, come on, out to the park, where the gang has the ball of a midway.
But the
those nights that we traveled, we stole. You let your clothes fall to the floor and lit a fire while I waited for more. And now I'm running and I won't stop. I don't wanna go, I think about it every day and night. I can't let go. And hey, I'm never the same. It's 100 miles an hour on a dirt road running away. So come a little closer. There's something I can tell you. It was such a roller coaster.
Flash 'em your copper tone tan.
Flash 'em the dark tan. Flash 'em the fast tan. Flash 'em a copper tone tan.
Get the tan you've gotta flash with copper tone lotion, oil, new light formula oil. Then
flash 'em the dark tan. Flash 'em the fast tan. Flash 'em a copper tone tan. Flash 'em a copper tone tan.
A blanket made for two now.
And a boy and a girl.
That's a game for me and you now.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game.
Every lad and
every lassie,
when you're down by the shore, looking smart
and looking classy.
Yeah, they're learning the score.
A beach blanket, bingo. A beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game.
That's the name of the game. When a lad meets a lassie and he asks for a kiss, then he finds a lassie sassy.
Right blanket,
wrong man.
Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game.
Play the game like you should do now.
That's the start of the fun.
When you find a girl for you now,
you won!
Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the, that's the name of the, that's the name of the game.
You me, Gidget. For 15 and a half years, my life was a complete and total ick. But then, on the 23rd of June, two things happened. I fell in love with two things. Jeff, my moon doggy, and surfing. I am happy to report that falling in love was as easy and natural as learning how to surf. From the moment we met, we knew we were meant for each other.
Get lost.
A I'll never forget the first time he told me he loved me.
Hey, what was your name again? You know something? You are kind of cute.
If you're in doubt about angels being real, I can arrange to change any doubts you feel. Wait till you see my Gidget, you want her for your Valentine. You're gonna say she's all that you adore, but stay away.